I'm here with Sussex's overseas T20 player, Mahela Jayawardena. So, Mahela, you've been here for quite a few days now. How are you settling in at the club?
I'm settling in really nicely. I mean, had a warm-up game yesterday, which was great to get to know the boys, the dressing room, the coaching staff. It's great. I mean, they're very, very nice people, great bunch of lads, welcome me really well, and a lot of good banter. So, looking forward to the season now.
Yeah, and I was going to say, there's a friendly game yesterday, first time to play for Sussex. So how was that?
It was very good, except for the weather. Obviously, it was very cold and windy. Those boys didn't enjoy it, so obviously it was going to be tough for me. But today looks brilliant. So hopefully we'll get more sunshine, some really good cricket. It was a great outing for everybody, just to get to know people and strengths and weaknesses, and try and keep working at it. So it was very good.
And so how did the move come about? Was it Sussex approached you about coming over here, or was it the other way around at all?
It was a bit of both. Obviously, after the World Cup, I've retired, and I was going to go to the Caribbean, but there was a window for me to come and play here. So I put my name down and wanted to know who was interested. So obviously Sussex was one of the first to approach. I felt really comfortable with the scheduling and what they had to offer. And it's always a great place. I love the beach. I've been here before. It's a great little city. It was a no-brainer for me to say yes.
And so have you been looking to get into the county game for a while over in England? Is that something you've been looking to do in your career?
Well, over the years, I thought, I definitely wanted to come and play, but it's just the scheduling and the way things were. It was quite tough, and there were a couple of close opportunities which came about but didn't work. So this is my first time in county cricket after 18 years of international cricket, so it's something different, but definitely looking forward to it.
And how does it feel now to be here and be a Sussex player? Obviously, the club's got a lot of history that you're going to be, obviously, a little bit about, I guess.
Definitely. I've known quite a bit as well, so it's great to be part of a great, great tradition. And the opportunity that they've given me, I really appreciate that as well. So for me, it's about enjoying my cricket right now and trying to give something back to the younger guys in the county and the development of that. So if I can help in any way, that I will do that. But I'm so happy to be here, which is going to be part of a really good county.
I mean, that goes without saying, you've got lots of one-day experience, T20s, the World Cup experience. How do you feel that you can help the side in this T20 competition in that way?
Yeah, I need to get to know the guys better. And obviously yesterday itself, there were a lot of discussions happened between the younger guys and how we could go about doing things. I had a really good chat with Luke as well. So try and help Luke, try and help the younger guys, whichever they want me to be part of that. To give them that guidance which they require. The results, it's something quite different, but along the way I'm sure we can learn a lot for both sides. I'll learn as well from these guys and they'll learn something from me. That's how everything goes about, so I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, Sussex have actually in recent years, they've actually struggled quite a bit in the one-day competitions. Do you feel that your experience could probably help in that sense, push those performances up maybe?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, we need to find areas where they need to improve and try and see how we can, as a group, lift that performance level a bit more and be tactically a bit better, I guess, and see what happens. For me, it's a new experience. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Obviously, T20, the game across the world's growing bigger, Big Bash, IPL. But what do you make of the T20 game in England, in the counties?
Well, I've seen quite a few. I've played against a few other teams during the Champions League as well. They're very competitive, very talented as well, the youngsters. It's about decision-making process, I think. They're in the middle, you're put under a lot of pressure. So it's about being calm and cool and trying to make that right decision. But end of the day, it's about letting them make those calls and express themselves freely, so which is important. So try and get that balance right and see how we can be a better side, but definitely very competitive cricket, tactically, technically very sound. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Do you think it's got the potential to become a bigger phenomenon worldwide? Because IPL is huge everywhere in the game.
Yeah, I think IPL is huge because there's a lot of international players coming and playing. So there's a lot of, it's a big factor in that, the qualities. But, you know, now the England counties are allowing two pros to come and play as well, so which is great. And, I mean, when T20 started, you know, England T20s was huge, big. And then obviously IPL took over. But I think, you know, this is still a great tournament. We just need to find ways to keep developing it, keep improving the standards. And I'm sure it'll be fantastic for the fans, for the cricketers, for England overall. I think, you know, England has been T20 champions before. So that means, you know, we've got the quality. It's just about sustaining that.
And I spoke to a lot of the players a few weeks ago before the start of the season. They're all really excited about having you over here. What's your experience been like so far of the dressing room, meeting some of the players here?
It's brilliant. You know, it's great banter, a lot of young guys, but they've given a lot of freedom to them as well. So they enjoy dressing room, which is the most important thing. And I've been in quite a few dressing rooms, and I definitely can say it's one of the best on a day one experience. So hopefully we can keep that going and keep improving on each other's company, because that's the most important thing in a dressing room. And while doing that, have a lot of fun.